Hello, my friends. Welcome. It's a holiday weekend and not quite the holiday weekend we expected, but I hope that you're finding ways to enjoy and to celebrate. And I'm grateful that you're here with us now, worshiping. Let's turn to God with a moment of prayer as we begin. Dearest Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all the many ways that you bless us, even when we don't have the eyes to see. We pray this morning that you would help us to recenter in you. We pray that you would open our hearts and our minds to you and your words and your lessons to us. We pray that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit and draw us ever closer to you and to each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's welcome John Moore now as he leads us in a reading from Psalm 68.
Up with God and down with his enemies. Adversaries run for the hills. Gone like a puff of smoke, like a blob of wax in the fire. One look at God and the wicked vanish. When the righteous see God in action, they'll laugh, they'll sing. They'll laugh and sing for joy. Sing hymns to God, all heaven sing out. Clear the way for the coming of Cloud Rider. Enjoy God. Cheer when you see him. Father of orphans, champion of widows is God in his holy house. God makes homes for the homeless, leads prisoners to freedom, but the rebels will rot in hell. God, when you took the lead with your people and when you marched into the wild, earth shook, the sky broke out in a sweat. God was on the march. Even Sinai trembled at the sight of God on the move, at the sight of Israel's God. You pour out rain in buckets, O God. Thorn and cactus become an oasis for your people to camp in and enjoy. You set them up in business. They went from rags to riches. Sing, O kings of the earth. Sing praises to the Lord. There he is, Sky Rider, striding the ancient skies. Listen, he's calling in thunder. Rumbling, rolling thunder. Call out bravo to God, the high God of Israel. His splendor and strength rise huge as thunderheads. A terrible beauty, O God, streams from your sanctuary. It's Israel's strong God. He gives power and might to his people. O you, his people, bless God.
Yes, we worship a powerful God, but a God who is not only powerful, but a God who deeply cares for his people. One of my favorite scriptures is 1 Peter. And the words that share how much God cares for us, especially when we're enduring trials of every kind. Hear now God's word from 1 Peter. Friends, when life gets really difficult, don't jump to the conclusion that God isn't on the job. Instead, be glad that you are in the very thick of what Christ experienced. This is a spiritual refining process with glory just around the corner. So be content with who you are and don't put on airs. God's strong hand is on you. He'll promote you at the right time. Live carefree before God. He is most careful with you. He gets the last word. Keep a cool head. Stay alert. The devil is poised to pounce and would like nothing better than to catch you napping. Keep your guard up. You're not the only ones plunged into these hard times. It's the same with Christians all over the world. So keep a firm grip on the faith. The suffering won't last forever. It won't be long before this generous God, who has great plans for us in Christ, eternal and glorious plans they are, will have you put together and on your feet for good. He gets the last word. Yes, he does. Let's take just a moment of silent prayer. Amen. You know, there's a story that's been floating around for some time now. Maybe you've heard it too, about a couple from Minneapolis who decided they'd go down to Florida for a long weekend to kind of thaw out after one particularly cold and icy winter. Because both had jobs, they were having some difficulty coordinating their travel schedules. So they finally decided that the husband would fly to Florida on a Thursday and his wife would then follow the next day. Well, upon arriving, as planned, the husband checked into a hotel and he settled into his room and he decided he ought to send his wife an email and let her know that he'd gotten there safely. There's just one problem. When he filled in her email address, he left off one important letter. So the email didn't actually go to his wife, it went to someone else. And that someone else was a widow out in Houston who had sadly just returned from her husband's funeral. He was a minister who had been called home to glory following a heart attack. Well, the widow was home and she was checking her email, expecting messages from relatives and friends. But after reading the misdirected message, she was in total shock. It said, "To my loving wife from your departed husband, subject, I've arrived. Message, I've just arrived and have been checked in. I see that everything has been prepared for your arrival tomorrow. Looking forward to seeing you then. Hope your journey is as uneventful as mine was. P.S. It sure is hot down here." Ooh, yikes. I can see how the timing would have been really bad on that one. But as Richard Ferris points out, we all are looking for happy endings. We're all looking for the good life. We all want God to take away our suffering and pain. And we don't want to wait until we go to heaven to have that good life. I mean, most of us would like it now, right? What we often forget is that we've got a lot to learn in this life. And growth and learning don't come easily. One of the big lessons from parenting for me has been the hard lesson that overprotecting our children does more harm than good. Discovering that it's as they go through those difficult things in life that they grow, that they're shaped into the young men and women that we pray that they will be. And even as it's so painful watching them go through those difficult and painful situations, even as we want to rush in and fix things and protect them and keep them from pain and keep them from suffering, we keep seeing the many ways that their challenges, the hard stuff, is exactly what they need to get to be who they're meant to be, to get them to where they're supposed to be going. And as we look through history, as we examine the lives of those who have made lasting and often unexpected impact in history, we see over and over how it's been the obstacles and the hardships that have shaped compassionate people who, out of their own suffering, come to ease the suffering of others. Some of you may have heard that this last Tuesday morning, Annie Glenn, the wife of astronaut and former U.S. Senator John Glenn, died of COVID-19. What you may not know is that Annie Glenn had a horrible stuttering problem. But that was not the only thing. It was very embarrassing to her, and it made it extremely hard for her to communicate at all. And then back in 1973, after watching a Today segment that inspired her to seek treatment for the stutter. She went to get help. She and her husband, they were watching the show where a doctor discussed a new method of treatment for stutterers. It involved a 3-week program in Roanoke, Virginia, which would be very intense, very complex, but she took that step and she enrolled. And during that time, she relearned every letter of the alphabet. She was forced to talk to strangers in public, something that had always been very scary to her because of the severity of her stutter. She said that every word that I utter, I'm working on my speech. That's what she told NBC's Nightly News in 1983. It's something that I'm going to have to do all my life. Well, as part of the program, she wasn't allowed to call friends or family, including her husband, for the entire 3-week course. And when it was finally done, she picked up the phone to call John. And amazingly, she was able to speak to him. And she reportedly continued to work with the speech therapist who founded the treatment program for several more years. She said, "I think that I am so lucky, so fortunate that I can talk, period," she said in 1983. That course started her career as an educator and an advocate. She became an adjunct professor with the speech pathology department at Ohio State University. And in 1983, she received the first national award of the American Speech and Hearing Association for providing an inspiring model for people with communicative disorders. 4 years later, the award was named after her and has been granted to other celebrities like James Earl Jones and Julie Andrews. And her story is actually one of many. As John M. Broughton says, redemption is found through suffering. And the heroes and the heroines of history are not those who took it easy, who had it good, but those who struggled and who overcame seemingly insurmountable odds. As challenging as it may feel, our suffering too can have a very important purpose in life. Often it leads us to unexpected new opportunities. It can shape us and help us grow in spiritual maturity. It can help us grow in our relationship with God. It can help us to grow in compassion and understanding of others. It can prepare our minds and our hearts and direct us to God's purpose for us. That's all pretty amazing, isn't it? That means that as we're going through these very challenging times right now, God is working in many ways and in many lives, even when we can't see it, even when we can't understand it, even when it seems overwhelming. Sometimes it takes the overwhelming. Sometimes it takes the difficult, the hard, the suffering to move us to a new place. Many of us have seen for some time that our world has been struggling in so many ways, hurting in so many ways. And as we go through all this right now, we're seeing a lot of that come to the light, aren't we? But we also have an opportunity in this time, in this moment, to see things in a new way, to see what's really important. And in many ways, many of us are being forced to rely on God in new ways as well, in needed ways. And as our scripture tells us, we need to know that God has not abandoned us. Sometimes when we're going through hard things, it can feel like God is silent, like we're in it all by ourselves. And sometimes that too is needed to get our attention. But we see over and over through our scriptures that no, God never abandons us. There are times when he's quiet, when he needs to be quiet for our sake, but he never leaves us. And things are going to happen, that God is with us through them all. Secondly, we know that we are to cast all our cares and worries and anxiety upon God because he cares for us. He genuinely cares for us. But that too can be hard as we try to let go of all of our worries, all of our cares, all those things that weigh so heavily on us. It's as if sometimes by clinging to them that somehow we'll find the solution or be protected from them. But God wants us to take that time to own what we're feeling and to hand it over to him. I know that over this last week, it's been an especially heavy one. And I know that many of you as well are going through not just the challenges of the pandemic, but personal situations as well that are very hard. The loss of a loved one, illness, concern for family members, worries about financial situations, about jobs. The list goes on and on and on. In my own situation, we have been going through a period of transition this week, of trying to move my mom from her home where she has wanted to stay, where even with caregivers, it hasn't been sufficient, to now move her into a memory care space where she can get the special attention that she needs in this next step in her life. It's been very heavy upon our hearts because we want this final time for her to be calm and peaceful and blessed. We don't want her to be scared. We don't want her to be worried. We want her to have the help that she needs, and we want her to have joy during these final years of her life, whatever remains. And so there was one day in particular when the weight of the world was upon my shoulders. And it was very hard to let go. But again, I was reminded of how much God cares. And that as much as I love my mother, God loves her more. And as much as I want to do for my mother, God has a plan, that God is going to be there with her. And so there have been ups and downs this week, but we have seen moments when she has been so happy. And our prayer will be continuing that she has those moments of happiness, moments of peace, moments where she feels that she is being cared for in ways that she needs. Third, the scriptures remind us that we need to stay calm and alert. Yeah, the devil is going to be there, going to be pushing all our buttons, trying to convince us that the battle is lost. But the battle has been already won, my friends. God is in all of this, and the devil can do his best, but he is already lost. And as I've said many times before, often we experience the worst before the best, because Satan in his desperation is trying to convince us otherwise. He's trying to break us down because he knows he is already lost. Finally, we need to keep remembering that this suffering is not going to last forever. We're in a hard place right now, it's true. But by the power of God, we are not only going to come through it, but we're going to come through it stronger and better. God is shaping us. God is acting in our lives in ways that we may not be able to see right now, but he's strengthening us. He's preparing us too to be those who will be a blessing to others. He's preparing us and giving us additional compassion and wisdom and understanding. He's helping us so that we can be those who help others and be his hands and feet in the world in very concrete ways. We must never forget that God invites us to give him our cares and our worries, that he cares for us and will never stop caring for us. So wherever you are right now, whatever you're struggling with, let it go to him. He's there. And he will give you peace. Let us pray. Dear Almighty God, you love us and care for us with such compassion and patience. And it's easy for us to forget that. We confess that at times that we overlook the many ways that you have been there for us throughout our lives. That we think that we have to do it all ourselves, that we push you away. We confess that often we act in ways that bring shame to us later. We pray, Lord, that you will forgive us. Forgive us for all the ways that we fail you. We pray, Lord, that you will help us to trust you, that you will help us to continue to turn to you in our times of trouble, that we will let you lead us where we need to be. We pray, Lord, that you will continue to be working in all the lives right now, for each one that is struggling in so many ways. We pray for those who are on the front lines, struggling, doing their best. We pray for those who are isolated and alone. And on this day, we remember those who made the ultimate sacrifice of giving their lives for their country. We celebrate their memories and are inspired by their bravery. Help us to be brave as well during these times as we fight our own battle. We pray for those who are in need, Lord, and we pray for ways to help each one. We pray for those who would be graduating right now, who would be starting either their next step in their education or in their professions. We pray, Lord, that this might be a time of new learning, of becoming strong in new ways, of growing in ways that will be even more helpful down the road. We pray for trust. We pray for those who are feeling in danger right now or feeling invisible. We pray that all might be cared for. We pray that we might find ways to help each other even from a distance and show our love to those. We pray for those who are feeling enormous frustration right now, who are struggling with depression, who are struggling with all kinds of illness and hurt and pain. We pray for their healing and ways to help. We pray, Lord, that you would continue to inspire us with devotion and generosity. And we thank you, Lord, for all those who continue to find ways to be generous. May each one be blessed. We pray, Lord, that you would help us to be open to new ways you are calling us to be the church, that you would help us to be faithful to you and loving to each other, trusting, open, strong. And we pray all these things, Lord, in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. My dear friends, God hears our prayers. God forgives us. God strengthens us. God uses us in ways we might never imagine, and in ways that could never happen without the challenges that we face. I pray that you will feel his love, and that you will go in his love, his mercy, his forgiveness, his power. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, and God bless you.